From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting another nation joins airstrikes against Islamic State in Syria. Turkish fighter jets have carried out their first airstrikes as part of the U.S.-led coalition against the Islamic State group in Syria. That, according to a foreign ministry statement, the aircraft began attacking IS targets late Friday across the border in Syria that were deemed to be threats to Turkey. After months of delay, Turkey agreed last month to take on a more active role in the fight against Islamic State extremists. Turkish jets used smart bombs to attack IS positions in Syria without crossing into Syrian airspace. And later, Turkey granted U.S. jets access to a key airbase close to the Syrian border. The U.S. Defense Department is hailing the success of Kurdish fighters in clearing territory and setting villages free in northern Iraq from Islamic State militants. The Kurdish forces, known as Peshmerga, were helped by coalition airstrikes in seizing more than 200 square kilometers from the militants and clearing them out of seven villages since Wednesday. Video released Friday by the Pentagon shows a U.S. airstrike destroying an Islamic State armored vehicle that was to be used as a truck bomb. The airstrike took place near Tuz in northern Iraq. Pentagon says U.S.-led coalition airstrikes will continue destroying Islamic State positions, infrastructure, and equipment in support of the Kurds. The U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has arrived in Islamabad on an unscheduled visit for talks with senior Pakistani government and military officials. Pakistani officials who asked not to be identified told VOA that Rice will meet with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif on Sunday. This is VOA News. An Egyptian court has found three Al Jazeera journalists guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and has sentenced them to 3 years in prison. The Cairo court announced the verdicts and the sentences of the retrials Saturday. Mustafa Suag, Al Jazeera's media network's acting director, said in a statement that today's verdict defied logic and common sense. Judge Hassan Farid, in handing down the sentences, said the journalist had equipment that had not been approved by Egyptian security officials. The judge said the men were spreading false news and had used their hotel as a broadcasting center without permission. Human rights lawyer Amal Clooney criticized the sentences.
The verdict today sends a very dangerous message in Egypt. It sends a message that journalists can be locked up for simply doing their job, for telling the truth and reporting the news. And it sends a dangerous message that there are judges in Egypt who will allow their courts to become instruments of political repression and propaganda.
Clooney represented Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, who was Al Jazeera's acting bureau chief in Cairo. Fahmy was sentenced along with the Australian journalist Peter Grest and Egyptian producer Bahir Mohamed. Clooney added that she hoped Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi would pardon the three journalists. Police in Thailand say they've arrested a suspect in connection with the August 17th bomb attack in Bangkok that killed at least 20 people. A police spokesman said the suspect was arrested Saturday on the outskirts of Bangkok after police found possible bomb-making materials in an apartment he had rented. VOA correspondent Steve Herman in Bangkok says a police official identified the suspect as a 28-year-old Turkish national named Adam Karadeg. No one has claimed responsibility yet for the bombing, which took place at the popular Erawan Shrine in central Bangkok. Authorities say a number of tourists were among the victims. Scores more were wounded. Police released a sketch of a slender, young, allegedly foreign man with straggly hair and round glasses, whom they identified as the prime suspect. The man was seen in closed-circuit television footage leaving a backpack on a bench outside the Hindu shrine and walking away shortly before the explosion. The Nigerian Air Force says one of its aircraft has crashed into a residential house in Kaduna State, killing all four crew and three passengers. Commodore Dele Alonge, Air Force spokesman, said the Dornair 228 aircraft had taken off from Kaduna Military Airfield Saturday morning, bound for the country's capital of Abuja, when it crashed into a house in the Rabadu area. Along said the bodies of those in the plane have been recovered and firefighters are at the crash site. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.